Trial dates were set, then postponed. The winter of 1987-88 dragged on, with Ron and Dennis enduring life in jail and hoping their day in court would soon arrive. After months behind bars, they still believed in the possibility of justice and that the truth would be revealed. In the pre-trial skirmishing, the only significant victory for the defense had been the ruling by Judge Jones that they would be tried separately. Even though Bill Peterson had fought the motions for separate trials, there was a huge advantage in trying one before the other. Put Fritz on first, and let the newspaper report the details to an anxious and very curious town. Since the day of the murder, the police had insisted there were two killers, and the first and only pair they'd suspected had been Fritz and Williamson. At every step, suspicion, investigation, accusation, arrest, indictment, preliminary hearing, the two had been linked. Their mugshots were published side by side in the local paper. The headlines repeatedly read, "Williamson and Fritz." If Bill Peterson could get a conviction for Fritz in the first trial, the Williamson jurors would take their seats and start looking for a noose. In Ada, the notion of fairness was to try Fritz first, then follow immediately with Ron Williamson. Same courtroom, same judge, same witnesses, and the same newspaper reporting it all. On April 1st, 3 weeks before Ron's trial was to start, his court-appointed co-counsel, Frank Baber, filed a motion to withdraw from the case. Baber had found a job as a prosecutor in another district. Judge Jones granted the motion. Baber walked away. Barney was left with no assistance, no legal eyes to help sift through the documents, exhibits, photographs, and diagrams that would be introduced against his client. On April 6th, 1988, 5.5 years after the murder of Debbie Carter, Dennis Fritz was escorted into the crowded courtroom on the second floor of the Pontotoc County Courthouse. He was clean-shaven, with a fresh haircut, and he wore his only suit, one his mother had purchased for his trial. Wanda Fritz was sitting in the front row, as close to her son as possible. Seated next to her was her sister, Wilma Foss. They would not miss a single word of the trial. When the handcuffs were removed, Dennis glanced at the crowd and wondered which of the 100 or so potential jurors would eventually make it to the final 12. Which of those registered voters sitting out there would judge him? His long wait was over. After enduring 11 months in the suffocating jail, he was now in court. He had a good lawyer. He assumed the judge would guarantee a fair trial. 12 of his peers would carefully weigh the evidence and quickly realize that Peterson had no proof. The beginning of the trial was a relief, but it was also terrifying. It was, after all, Pontotoc County, and Dennis knew perfectly well that innocent people could be framed. He had briefly shared a cell with Carl Fontenot, a simple and confused soul who was now sitting on death row for a murder he had nothing to do with. Judge Jones entered and greeted the pool of jurors. Preliminary matters came first, then the jury selection began. It was a slow and tedious process. The hours dragged by as the aged, deaf, and sick were weeded out. Then the questions began, some by the lawyers, but most by Judge Jones. Greg Saunders and Bill Peterson haggled over which jurors to keep and which to strike. At one point in the lengthy process, Judge Jones asked the following question to a prospective juror by the name of Cecil Smith. "What was your past employment?" "Cecil Smith, the Oklahoma Corporation Commission." No follow-up questions were asked by the judge or the lawyers. What Cecil Smith failed to include in his abbreviated response was the fact that he'd had a long career in law enforcement. Moments later, Judge Jones asked Cecil Smith if he knew Detective Dennis Smith, or if he was related to him. Cecil Smith, "No kin." Judge Jones, "And how do you know him?" Cecil Smith, I just know of him, and talked to him several times, had a few little deals with him, maybe." Hours later, a jury was sworn in. Of particular concern to Fritz was the presence of Cecil Smith. When he took his seat in the jury box, Smith gave Dennis a hard look, the first of many.